You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to another Apple TV fourth generation demonstration. And in this demonstration, I thought I'd show you how to activate the accessibility shortcut and add more items if you desire on the accessibility shortcut, which of course is pressing the menu button on the Siri touch remote three times to bring up the accessibility shortcut menu, or indeed to turn an item on or off if it's the only one you've got selected on that particular accessibility shortcut menu. The menu button on the Apple Siri touch remote is the top left hand button in the column of three vertically. That's menu, Siri, and down the bottom, play pause. So I'm currently sitting at my home screen of my Apple TV. Flick down on the trackpad to get to settings, and we need to go into settings, general accessibility, and accessibility shortcut to have a look at the options. So I'm going to flick down.
Search, row 2, column 1.
Flick to the right.
Settings, row 2, column 2.
Settings, click on settings on the trackpad.
Setting, settings, general, button,
and
1 of 9.
Click on general.
General, about, button, 1 of 6.
And flick down to accessibility.
Screensaver, sleep after, accessibility, button, 4 of 6.
Click on accessibility.
Accessibility, media, closed captions and SDH,
and
off,
flick down
1 of 3.
Shortcut.
Style, audio description, vision, voiceover, zoom, interface, increase contrast, reduce motion, accessibility shortcut, ask, button, 1 of 1.
Mine's
to access accessibility
ask.
Options, press menu three times.
So that's the help text. Press menu three times to access the accessibility shortcut. So I'm going to click on it now.
Selected. Accessibility shortcut. Triple click menu 4. Voiceover. 1 of 4.
And that's currently selected, but if I flick down
Zoom.
And flick
2
back
of 4.
Up,
selected. Voiceover. 1 of 4.
So I've got voiceover selected on mine. If I flick down
Zoom. 2 of 4.
Okay, so I've got Zoom.
Closed captions.
Closed
3
captions
of 4. Selected. Audio descriptions.
Audio which
4 of
is
4.
Selected. So I'm going to unselect it at the moment.
4 of 4.
And I'm just going to show you what happens when you've only got one option selected on the accessibility shortcut menu. So I'm going to press my menu button on my Siri remote three times. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
Turned off voiceover. And turn on again. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on. Accessibility shortcut. Triple click menu 4. Audio descriptions. 4 of 4.
Okay, so I'm going to select a second option now. Click on that on the trackpad.
Selected. 4 of 4.
2 selected. And actually, what we might even do.
Zoom.
Flick up
2
to
of
zoom,
4.
And I'm going to click on zoom as
selected.
Well.
Selected. 2 of 4.
I've got voiceover, zoom, and audio description selected. Press the menu button three times. 1, 2, 3.
Selected. Voiceover. Button.
Okay, so I've got voiceover on the accessibility shortcut.
Zoom. Button.
Zoom.
Selected. Audio descriptions.
And
button.
Audio description is currently selected because that's what I'm using to watch the movie Home currently. Click up.
Zoom. Selected. Voiceover. Button.
Remember, this is on the accessibility shortcut menu now because I've just pressed that menu key three times. And I'm going to select voiceover. Turn it off.
Voiceover off.
So if I flick left, right, I've got no speech. If I now press the menu key three times.
Voiceover.
I actually get speech, which is actually really nice. That wasn't happening on the third generation. I had to click on the top option to assume it was the top option to turn voiceover on. So if I flick down.
Zoom.
I've got zoom.
Audio descriptions.
And audio descriptions. I'm going to flick up.
Zoom. Voiceover.
And turn voiceover on by just clicking on the trackpad.
Voiceover on. Selected. Accessibility shortcut. Triple click menu 4. Zoom. 2 of 4.
Press the home button, which is the right hand button across from the menu button and above the volume rectangular button. And press that now on the remote.
Select settings. Row 2. Column 2.
Okay, and let's just do it one more time. Menu button three times. 1, 2, 3.
Selected. Voiceover. Button.
And I'm going to click on voiceover.
Voiceover off.
Okay, so absolutely no speech. Press the menu key three times. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover.
Click on voiceover.
Voiceover on. Search. Row 2, column 1.
And I'm back to the home screen with VoiceOver running. And that completes this very short demo of choosing options on the accessibility shortcut menu, which of course you can enable and turn on one option or more in settings, general accessibility shortcut. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.